The Douglas County School Board has announced the district will not release the names of teachers who called in sick the day of a rally in support of then-Superintendent Corey Wise. The school board emailed teachers earlier this week notifying them that those who participated in the sick out would have their names released by the close of business Wednesday in response to a Colorado Open Records Act request. After a closed session that lasted over an hour last evening, board member David Ray announced the unidentified individual who sought the names withdrew the request. According to the Denver Gazette, some teachers have found vitriolic flyers on their car windshields with statements that included, "Get out and leave, all teacher unions are bad." The school board majority fired Wise, a 26-year veteran of the district, the day after the sick out. State regulators put a drilling plan for oil and gas wells near Firestone on hold. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
State regulators want Kerr-McGee, a subsidiary of Occidental Petroleum, to revise a plan to add more safeguards and review alternative locations. The Denver Post reports that the location for the proposed 33 oil and gas wells is near a neighborhood in Firestone. The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, COGCC, voted Wednesday to put off a decision on the proposal by Kerr-McGee until March 10th. The proposal is seen as a test of Colorado Senate Bill 181, a 2019 law that revamped state regulations to prioritize public health, safety, and the environment when regulating oil and gas. One of the new rules requires wells to be at least 2,000 feet from homes and schools, but allows exceptions. The exception with Kerr-McGee's proposal would allow wells to be drilled closer if a company's plan would provide protections substantially equivalent to drilling farther away. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment said in a letter to the COGCC that it should deny the application unless Kerr-McGee agrees to 13 steps to minimize the potential health and environmental impacts. The company has agreed to look at adopting more of the department's recommendations, including using electric drilling rigs and drilling with safer materials. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment announced yesterday it has sent an air pollution operating permit for the Suncor refinery to the United States Environmental Protection Agency for review. The state is proposing a renewal of the refinery's Plant 2 permit in Commerce City. The EPA has 45 days to review the permit. In its news release, the State Health Department says the draft permit includes more stringent controls and requirements while also highlighting monitoring and performance testing requirements. The refinery has been operating under long-expired permits that were subject of a recent court order in Adams County. A coalition of environmental and community groups, along with Democrat lawmakers, announced by a Capitol press conference earlier in the week the support of a pending bill called the Public Protections from Toxic Air Contaminants Act. Colorado Newsline reports the legislation will seek to set health-based emission standards and enforcements on industrial pollution sources that emit hazardous air pollutants like benzene and hydrogen cyanide. According to the activists, the federal government's lack of regulations and enforcements leaves it up to states to address gaps, and Colorado state-level air toxin rules have fallen behind. The coalition also stressed the gaps in federal regulation have left low-income communities of color, like the neighborhoods near the Suncor refinery in Commerce City, disproportionately exposed to toxic air pollution. The Boulder City Council voiced support for a majority of staff proposals on how to spend $4.4 million coming from the American Rescue Plan Act. The Daily Camera reports the city committed its initial round of funding last September by focusing on restoration of services and staffing that was cut at the height of the pandemic. The city is shifting to identifying solutions and programs that can address the community's more complex problems. Council members expressed they wanted more information about the Guaranteed Income Pilot Program, which staff wants to explore through $250,000 of funding to determine if the city could provide flexible, regular cash payments to low-income residents without restrictions. Staff also proposed using $2.75 million in total of federal funds if the city deemed the pilot program successful. The Daily Camera reports city staff is also suggesting the use of $1.5 million for a project that would offer daytime programming, peer support services, and in-home wellness services for people who are about to be housed or have become housed within Homeless Solutions for Boulder County. The Boulder City Council will hash out the funding proposals in a budget adjustment meeting scheduled for March. The federal government will release the next round of funding in July. Today's weather includes sunny skies with a high near 36. Tonight, skies in Fort Collins and Boulder will be partly cloudy and mostly clear in Denver, with lows in the upper teens, low 20s. Tomorrow's weather is expected to be sunny with highs in the upper 40s. The current temperature in Boulder is 10 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.